So Trump is on television. Let's see. Is he on? I can't hear it because, of course, we're on the show and I have the TVs off. But he's on all the channels. He's on, let's see here. He's on CNBC, Market Watch. He's on MSNBC. He's on, oh, he's on HLN. It's supposed to be Forensic Files, but it's not. It's not Forensic Files. He's on CNN. And he's on Fox. Nope, not the Weather Channel. So if you, I'm on Charter. Okay, I'm on Charter. I'm over here in Los Angeles. Well, I'm actually in Glendale, but we won't tell anybody about that. We're in Los Angeles. So my channels on Charter start, the news starts at 7:47. So if you go 7:47 Fox, Trump. 7:48 newsroom, CNN, Trump. 7:49 headline news, HD, Trump. CNBC, 7:50 power lunch, Trump. 7:51 MSNBC, Trump. Oh, it's great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 channels. It's the block. Trump, 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 Trump. Oh, it's great. It's great. If you could only hit the network. If it would only be on Meredith, you know, preempted. And now we have Trump. Or Springer. Springer gets on CW. I'm looking now just in case that I can kind of laugh. Or the hell's this? Basketball. On ABC. All right. So he didn't make it on the network. You know, the big three, the big four. But on 5 cable channels. Classic, man. It's classic. It's classic. Oh, I love it. Man. God. You got to admit. It's pretty amazing. You got to admit. It's pretty amazing. Five channels of just Trump. So Mitt has his day in the sun. And I heard there was heckling. There was actually people who heckled Romney. There was actually people who were heckling him. It's pretty funny. Somebody got escorted out. I don't know if anybody will report on that, or they'll make a big deal about it. I don't know. But Trump, at least, is given the platform to respond. It's funny, the grumbling, the rumors are that Romney, this was a way for Romney to test the waters and see if people would be enthused about him, and if the polling If internal polling showed that people were enthused, he would get in the race. Because he could get in the race. You know, anybody could jump in. Anybody could jump in right now. You know, you're a Republican, you could jump in. And especially a Mitt Romney or someone like that, the Priebus, they're not going to stop. They despise Trump. They don't want Trump. They'll take Bob Dole. They'll take Bob Dole. You can't get Bush. He's already president. They'll take Bob Dole. They'll take Cheney. I think Cheney could run. He was just the vice president. He could run. They'll take Cheney. I'm surprised they haven't grumbled about Cheney. Cheney and Dole ticket. They'll take anyone. They'll take anyone. Now imagine how the Ted Cruz people would feel if all of a sudden Mitt Romney gets in the race. Imagine that. Little Rubio, the establishment's poster child. Little Rubio doesn't pan out. They get rid of him. And instead of going begrudgingly to Ted Cruz, they bring in Mitt Romney. Imagine the Cruz people. Imagine the Cruz supporters. What the hell would they feel? Imagine that. Imagine that. Like I said in the first segment, what the GOP is doing, it's just suicide. It really is. It's suicide. And like I told you, it has nothing to do with image. It has nothing to do. If you think it's about image, you're beyond sadly mistaken. If you really think that them not wanting Trump is about image. Oh, well, you know, what he said about Muslims and what he said about illegals, that's going to reflect badly on the GOP. It's going to taint us. It's going to make us look bad. And, you know, we don't want that. I told you yesterday, it's about money. It's about Trump not being part of that clique. It's the Mean Girls scenario. He's not part of that clique. They took his money. I mean, look at Mitt Romney. All the things that Mitt Romney said in his press conference were things that were with Donald Trump when Mitt Romney accepted his money and his endorsement. So it ain't about painting the Republican Party in a bad light. Trump vodka, Trump steaks, Trump mortgage. And by the way, not to digress, but all of these attacks are all left-wing attacks. You realize that? I mean, when I watched the Mitt Romney speech, it was as if it was the John Oliver bit from last week that was basically just an entire show devoted to going after Trump. And on the show, it featured Trump vodka, Trump steaks, Trump mortgage. I mean, seriously, it was like watching John Oliver, who is a leftist beyond leftist. And he's the worst kind because he's not even an American. He's a foreigner who lives in America and then attacks aspects of America. Those are the worst. But it ain't about an image. Hey, come on. It's not about an image. All of these things were there when the GOP was fine with taking Trump's money. They were fine getting his endorsement. They were fine with all of the baggage that Donald Trump has. They were fine with it. Now they're not fine with it. Like I said, he's the kid that played with the other kids, and the other kids like to play with him because he is the one that had, you know, the best equipment, rather it's the football or the baseball bat or the big yard. And then when it was time to be done with him, be done with that kid, they would all say, okay, we're all going to go and have dinner at our houses now because our parents are calling us. And then everybody disperses. The little Trump kid goes home. And then all the kids get back together because they never went to eat at their houses and go and do something else. They just use the little Trump kid for his baseball or his football or his backyard or whatever. So they were fine with taking Trump's money. They were fine with his endorsements. They were fine with using his airplane. They were fine with all of those things. But they didn't want him in their club, part of that club. And when he crashed the party and said, hey, I could do what you guys do. It's not that hard. I can do what you guys do. And I'm sure some of them that have been friends with him for years probably busted his stones and said, oh, you have no idea, Donald. You could never do what we do. First off, your history will bury you. Just you being a billionaire will bury you. Your hair will bury you. All of these things will bury you. And he went, no, I think I could do it. I think I could pull it off. He did. He's not using any of them. He's making them look all bad. He's breaking every political rule. And he's winning. And they're mad. They're mad. This guy is trying to get into their club. This guy's not giving all of these people money. You know, when I listen to Karl Rove, he's on Fox, and he's with O'Reilly. And O'Reilly says, why don't you like Trump? What's the deal? He goes, well, because he's not a conservative. He's not principled. You really think Karl Rove gives a crap? You gonna tell me that if Donald Trump, before he ran, when he was putting together his team, you gonna tell me if Donald Trump set up a meeting with Karl Rove and said, Karl, I want to be president of the United States? And there's nobody in the business better than you. You are the man. You are a legend. And here's a check for $10 million. Make me president. You're going to tell me Karl Rove would have looked at that check and went, you know what, Donald, I'm sorry. Here, take it. You're not principled enough. You're not a true conservative. I can't take your $10 million. I'm sorry. BS. 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 He would have said, you know what, Donald? You don't have to think like me. You don't have to think like half the people out there. You just need them to want you. You just need them to vote for you. It's all that matters. I'm going to cash this check, and I'm going to make you the president. But Trump didn't give him money. Trump didn't give Frank Luntz money. Trump didn't do these things with all of the individuals with their hands out. Trump didn't create a super PAC or super PACs. Remember, everybody makes money on these things. Listen, think about all the Republicans and Democrats, both sides. But I'm only talking about my party right now and their principles. Think about all the Republicans and situations that they've been in that go against the principles of the party or the conservative movement. I mean, come on. I mean, you could talk about morals. You could talk about policy. Both sides are not this righteous, sanctimonious, please. It's about money. It's all it's about. That's all it's about. Money. That's it. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the face of the Republican Party. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with image. It's about money. That's it. Money. The fact that Trump is not giving money. The fact that all these people are not eating, not feeding, not buying. And that's the problem. It's amazing. It's amazing.